All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, like many Americans, I assume I can run a restaurant.
You know, so many people have started them. I have to think it's easy to do.
Yeah, it's due. We're due for a success right out the gate. You know, and I've been to a lot of them. What I've done here, we're backstage at the kitchen at my restaurant here.
Okay.
At Gary's Grubby's. And I've sent out a bunch of dishes to my hungry, hungry diners. The concept of Gary's Grubby's, since, you know, I'm mostly known for podcasts, is that every dish comes with a game.
Oh, okay. So people can walk away with a little treat to remember remember the experience by.
A little souvenir. And since I've been really kind of behind the eight ball and I don't know how to cook, you know, run a restaurant, somebody's going to send a dish back. I'm certain of that. So whichever dish comes back, the game that comes with it will be what we do.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
easy edit on this one, Gwen. Like, just no sound effects.
you can maybe put some kitchen ambience behind us. Yeah, here's some pots and pans.
You can do a couple clink clonks if you want, but you don't have to. You can also put a little background music. I don't know. I think this will be an easy one.
You know what I like to do? Hire somebody for creative work and then tell them exactly what to do.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that. I said this will be easy. Let's just wait for my failures to come a haunting.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it just we'll see how good you are or how bad you are by how quickly. Oh, wait, no, here it comes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Somebody did not like the grilled cheese I made.
Ooh.
I really thought I could do that one.
Fuck. Yeah. I think the cheese is supposed to go inside the bread.
Well, that's one way to do it, but honorable men can disagree. Okay. It's got a copy of a Wii game next to it.
Okay. All right.
Hell's Kitchen, the game.
Huh. I hope this doesn't have a very unsettling deep fake Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, me too. It's so fun to hope things. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Out of Suffering, where two fuckers come out of the walls and fucking jizz on everything. I'm fucker one.
I'm fucker two.
And our shirts show it.
Uh-huh.
Like those people who wear those thing one and thing two family shirts.
Yeah.
Ours just say fucker and jizz magnet. Who solved crimes in the 70s?
good classic CBS crime drama circle kind of thing.
Jizz magnet. How do you know that the criminal used jizz for the crime?
Well, you see, it was in an ice cube.
At the North Pole?
Yeah.
What if they stood on a cube of frozen jizz? And in the North Pole, there's a four doors and they all go to the north. We're talking about the Hell's Kitchen Wii game.
We are. This is a Gary pick, and this is probably the most Gary of the Gary picks.
It is, but it is, to be fair, it is my second pick. We couldn't get the thing I wanted to run.
Yes. Yeah. But I say that as a compliment. You grease the rails for us.
Yeah. This is, I want to make it easy. I tend to go licensed. When I do my picks, and I try to do products because I figure like we can always talk about Doritos if we can't talk about things, but the Dorito VR game is hard to find. So I went with the Hell's Kitchen game.
Yeah. One second here. That wasn't any point. I just needed to open this can of pop.
Yeah. Make a little.
Wait. So. Okay.
Oh yeah. Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
That brief time in the 2000s when America collectively as a nation could not come unless a British person yelled at us. It had to be Gordon Ramsay or the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire lady, but we needed one of them to just like absolutely put us in our place or we could not have our hair pulled and thus complete.
Do you mean the you're the weakest link lady?
That is who I mean.
Okay.
I didn't mean Regis Philbin. Unless Regis Philbin pulls my hair, I can't spend in my own jacksy. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, and like this is the period also where Gordon Ramsay, like, he was up on his prolific game because he was doing Hell's Kitchen and Kitchen Nightmares. I've never seen an episode of Hell's Kitchen, Gary.
Oh, this is the first reality show I got into.
Okay.
Me and my ex-wife watched Hell's Kitchen.
Describe it.
Yeah, there are two teams of chefs, a red and a blue team, and they're both in kitchens that are across. There is a restaurant in the middle, and there's two kitchens on either side. They do a challenge to see who gets some kind of advantage, and then they do a dinner service where they have to cook until Gordon Ramsay yells at them and shuts them down. And then he chooses a losing team, and one member of that losing team gets sent home.
Gotcha.
And then when eventually they combine, because there's only enough people, and just somebody gets sent home every time until you get to the final chef.
Okay. So it's more artificial than what we're being led to see by the game.
It's extremely artificial. And it's also just like, it seems really awful. Like, you just have to learn his recipes. You don't really get time for it, you know, and you just have to like go right into running a restaurant like immediately. He has a sidekick, this little guy named Jean-Pierre, who is a little French. I'm not kidding. There's a little tiny French man who is his sidekick in the show, who is the maitre d', who tries to go up to, he's the one who says, like, if somebody has a problem, he goes up to, and he has a very exaggerated French accent. He goes up to Gordon Ramsay, he goes, "Chef, they would like to leave. I can't do an accent."
And, you know, they like to go. Kind of did Mario there for a second. Yeah.
I lost my French accent. Oh, they would like to leave. And then Gordon Ramsay goes, "Okay." And then he goes and yells at the kids. And then sometimes the kids get mad at Jean-Pierre and he gets real sassy at him. It's real simple fare by current reality TV standards. You know, it's not nearly as high concept as a Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yeah.
And then the fun part of it, you know, is that Gordon Ramsay's real mean and he yells at you a lot. And then you're able to spend if that's your thing, you know, and you flip over to the weakest link and you get told you're the weakest link and it's super fucking hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. That is not reflected here. You do get you do get Gordon Ramsay kind of being a mean daddy dom.
There's a daddy dom meter that is on the screen at all times in this game. Like, I had no history with this game. I just was looking up licensed games.
And
saw it. So I just chose this basically randomly, having affection for the property and also thinking Gordon Ramsay is one of our great weirdos.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you just have this daddy dom, uncanny valley, land of confusion, claymation, Gordon Ramsay with a happiness meter next to him.
Yeah.
And everything you do in this kind of like cook, serve, delicious.
It's not even cook, serve, delicious. It's Diner Dash. Cook, serve, delicious is more concerned with like the actual like mechanics of putting like prepping dishes. That's not this. This is
you have the ability to levitate three sets of ingredients at once and make them spin around until they turn into food. It is Diner Dash or Dinner Dash. You do this as quick as possible while Gordon Ramsay like stares at you and his happiness meter drains.
Yeah.
Slowly. As you try to serve people as a one person restaurant.
Yeah. That is the key part of this, which is very Diner Dash, which is like, okay, there would be staff here. The person serving would not be the person cooking. But you've got to go and like, you know, people will be waiting in line and you have to admit them in and then you have to wait for them to put their menu down so you can take their order and then go back and, you know, set stuff. Like the only like, kind of mechanical part of this is making sure that you line up the timers. Really?
Yes. The dishes finish at the same time.
Yes. So you can plate them and then take them out. And it's just spinning plates to make sure everybody gets out with the maximum number of happiness stars.
Yes. And they say very explicitly, like high quality food will make up for their impatience.
Yes.
We're under crazy taxi rules where like, if I get my food in 30 seconds, you know, I'm furious. That should have been 10 seconds, you know, similar to Crazy Taxi where it's like, I will tip like $500. assuming I get across town in 7 seconds.
Yeah, I need to get from the Pizza Hut to the KFC. So
now, as this meter constantly drains, it's a pretty shallow game, but kind of weird that you just have Gordon Ramsay yelling at you the entire time.
Yeah, the uncanniness of the, because they don't stylize him.
No, it's going for photorealistic Ramsay. it just doesn't land there.
Another thing that is really weird about this too is like nothing in this is actually rendered in real time. Everything is FMV, like pre-rendered CGI FMV for like all Five of the Nights animations.
At Gordon's. Yeah.
Like, oh man, you just pitched a way better game.
Yeah, I'd be pretty into that. Donkey. Like, shit. Like, oh no, jump scare. Yeah. everything is just like a little can animation.
Yeah.
One of the things I really like is before you cook, that shows you the recipe and you can review it thinking you have to know this stuff. This is just a little bonus that you happen to get recipes.
Yeah.
That are from Gordon Ramsay for buying the game.
Yeah. If you want a ginger and chopped green hot salad with vinaigrette, here you go.
It's the actual recipe that Gordon Ramsay uses for this stuff. Like, it's the same kind of shit he does on his like cooking channel and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird snapshot of like, this is a way to get recipes in 2008.
Yeah.
You could theoretically like dutifully copy a recipe from the Hell's Kitchen Wii game onto paper and then make some of these dishes.
That was
weird, man.
That was like weirdly a hallmark of the DS and Wii shovelware era, like which is we can't make these good games because that would take more talent and thus there more money and time to make, and we've got to shovel this shit out so we can make this because of the interaction model and appealing to the theory of the Wii and the DS was we're appealing to a different audience than people who just like to play games. Yes. So we're going to give this like a kind of educational value. And like that can work out well. Like that can work out well, like Brain Age, right? Or it can work out, like Stop Smoking, my Stop Smoking DS.
Yeah. I got most of my life skills. Most of my therapy is replaced by the DS. Most of my life skills are replaced by the DS.
Yeah.
DS just teaches me everything.
Yeah. All you have to do is shout, my life's fucked, into an envelope and send it to the government. And they send you a DS.
They send you a DS with Nintendogs and Brain Age and like, and a prayer. There are, looking at Gordon Ramsay, somebody who has, I've been fascinated by since I saw this show.
Yeah.
He's been in a frankly uncomfortable number of television shows since 2002. And a bunch of them have funny names, like didn't come here and are really weird. So like Gogglebox, he was on the Gogglebox celebrity special on BBC4.
Okay.
His Uncharted Showdown, Gordon Ramsay's Bank Balance, Gordon, Gino, and Fred Go Greek. the Gordon, Gino, and Fred Desperately Seeking Santa. Gordon Ramsay Uncharted. Big Hero 6. Mr. House with two Z's.
Big Hero 6 is a Disney movie.
Please Take Care of My Refrigerator. It's the name of a fucking show he's on, man.
No, it's not. You're making that up. I need you to
wish I was making fun of Please Take Care. It's a South Korean cooking variety show that he was on. Please Take Care of My Refrigerator. Isn't that great?
Gordon Ramsay's Bank Balance.
Matilda and the Ramsay Bunch. He's got a whole crew, man. The Ramsay Bunch.
One pair of contestants attempt to win a jackpot of up to £100,000 by placing and balancing different size stacks of bars on a balancing board by answering a series of questions. It's got nothing to do with cooking.
No, the Gordon's out of his depth here. But he got to call people a donk and call them an idiot sandwich by putting bread on their face. That's one of his things. Like, he loves doing it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So my Gordon Ramsay show was Kitchen Nightmares.
I can still watch some fucking Kitchen Nightmares. Maybe.
Kitchen Nightmares, I watch it, but like it is very much, I mean, more so the American version, but the British version has this as well. It is a deeply depressing show because we talked about it, like we joked about it in the intro. Like, oh, I think I can run a restaurant. Like the straight up delusional people that you end up getting and just the small business tyrants who think that they're going to be the ones to impress him. And then you find out that they're like keeping the tips and shit.
Yeah.
Like I only started watching it because the Amy's baking company episode got featured in a thread on Something Awful. I didn't pay attention to this. I didn't really watch any reality. I wasn't watching a lot of television at the time, mid-2000s. I was just in college doing other stuff. Wasn't above it. It was just a thing. Saw the Amy's baking company and just the psychodrama that played out with that. And I was like, oh, like this is a show that is worth watching. This is fucking wild.
Yeah. It's weirdly compelling.
Yeah. Yeah. But also extremely depressing because he goes in to help people and has genuinely good advice. And sometimes, like in the British version, it works out because people take the advice and understand that there's room to grow. The American version, it's literally just this clash of egos and livelihoods are fucking destroyed.
And there are a lot of family dynamics. It's a lot of like, I assumed my son would be good in charge of the books.
Yeah.
You know, but then your son doesn't know how to do anything. And it's always, everyone looks like a Tim and Eric character, like a bedtime story character. And like, it's just awful. Like it is weirdly compelling TV.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. And just like, it's fun as reverse food porn, and the secret, perverse pleasure of reverse food porn where the shameful, I'd do it, you know, I'd hit it. Like so, something comes out and it's a piece of lasagna and it's like swimming in grease, you know, and it somehow uses cheddar cheese and you're like, I don't know, man.
I can't go with you on that.
No,
no. I mean, I've fucked up a lot of substandard food, often made by myself. And you know, you're gonna screw up an omelet, and you're gonna eat the bad omelet.
You watch the part of Kitchen Nightmares where he like goes in the freezer and it's like mouse droppings.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't know. I'd eat those shellfish. I don't really care how rotten they are. You, like when they come with their signature dish and it's like a barbecue sandwich.
Yeah,
you know, and it just looks like food. You know, it's like you're on a road trip and you ordered food from a Denny's.
I thought you were going to say, because the thing for me is like, it's you feel like you're learning a little bit about how to run a restaurant, like how to run a kitchen, you know? And to a degree that is true because Gordon Ramsay is giving good advice, but like, you know, the part of me that is interested in the process of this stuff is like, okay, it's kind of like Bar Rescue. It's another show that's basically the exact same premise, but it's like, you know, kind of learning to see through this person's eyes for like spotting problems and figuring out how to solve them. But with Bar Rescue, like the thing, like watching that, the thing that they do there is just like pointing out cleanliness issues. It is very hard for me to walk into an establishment and not immediately look at the air vents and see like how much like greasy dust is caked on this shit.
Yeah, that stuff I'm not like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care that they, you know, they've got vintage meatloaf that they're serving, like collector's meatloaf from 1978. I just mean when they bring out their signature dish and it looks like a microwave fucking sandwich, because that's half of restaurants are in reality.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'd probably do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and he also, I like it when he has to find something to complain about. Like one time I remember watching that show and they brought out a piece of cake and his complaint was that it was like too big. Like it looked like a fine piece of cake. And like, I'm not super cake motivated, but he's just like, you know, Christ almighty, fuck me. What are you trying to feed an army with this? You know, and just going on about just it being a shareable size of cake.
Right, right.
You know, welcome to America, little man.
Yeah, welcome to America.
That's how we do. Come to the supper club. We're going to give you meatloaf for days.
Yeah,
die a fucking chicken fried steak.
like statistically, most of us will.
Yeah, welcome to hell. this is actually where Hell's Kitchen's at. It's New York, home of the beef nugget. You're gonna fucking choke on it.
welcome to the hunger, baby. You're gonna die.
it's we don't. Welcome to Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. You're gonna die. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my entry into Gordon Ramsay, and then you'll like look up a video like I'm making eggs wrong. I want to see, and then you know, you get his video of making eggs wrong.
He taught me how to make scrambled eggs like a specific way that I sometimes like to make.
Yeah.
You know, he has a YouTube channel where he shows up, and it's fun because he kind of yells at the food. Where he's like garlic in, you know, saffron. In Like he's very stern with it. And uh-huh. then he holds up a chalkboard and writes something, you know, and mm-hmm. it's going to be like, you know, here are some lunch recipes that'll get you through a rainy winter. And then he writes something on a chalkboard and then holds it really like badass at the camera. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll say like, you know, hush puppy sandwich or something like that. But sometimes it'll just say like inspire. like that. And he looks at the camera like he's just blown your mind. It's very funny.
I like this version of him that's like a broken AI. Yes. he just very slowly travels off the remit and like he's supposed to spit out recipes, but instead he spits out poetry.
It's the same thing as the version that's a broken AI is this fucking Dr. Second Opinion version that's in the Wii. And sometimes his kids are on the thing too, so his kids will be there and he'll be like, take a jar of spice and put it in his kid's nose and be like, what's that? And the kid will be like, cumin. And he'd be like, good. And then just continue with what he's doing. And I'm like, man, I didn't know how to recognize cumin by smell as like a fucking 7-year old.
Yeah. Well, that sounds what happens when you grow up in a food family.
Yeah. He's got collects classic cars. He's got,
I was looking at that too. It's real triples or safest. Triples.
He's got real triples or safest energy in his personal life section. I was looking for, you know, scandals. I always want to find that. And his only scandal is saying that, he loves Cornwall, but hates the Cornish.
Jesus.
And then the leader of the Cornwall political party wrote a really big thing about how, you know, that's no good.
I'm really disappointed to hear Gordon Ramsay's divisive comments and his lack of divisive. I got to fucking hate that. You're being
divisive. Divisive is really frustrating. Like, but he's got triples of the spider. He got double. You know, he does have triples of the spider. It's very safe, and he's got doubles of the La Friari. You know?
Yeah. Oh man, his cars. Yeah, that's that's pretty good. There are episodes. I've seen commercials for them, but like, is there a kids version of Hell's Kitchen, or are there kids specials?
Yeah,
where I don't know.
It's not called Hex Kitchen, which drives me nuts. Because I think that's a perfect name for it. Like, isn't that be great? If there was perfect. Hex Kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
it'd be so funny.
It's kind of like, just, hey, watch the show where a tiger is let loose with these kids. Like, just
Seen clips of that. He is gentler, but like, it is still, he's still pretty harsh with those kids.
Give up. Give up now. Do not waste your life.
Never look at food again. It's like, I haven't decided on food. My parents made me do this, sir. I had the opportunity when I was in Vegas to eat at the Hell's Kitchen restaurant, but we didn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently there you can pay a bunch of money and they give you a drink and it comes with an insult that he wrote, like a little card. He writes these little insults and you'll get a little insult.
Huh?
But I did not do it.
I mean, no. is he there? Is he there no. evaluating you? Okay.
No, so it's like he just pre-writes them.
It's a fortune cookie. Yeah.
It's a fortune cookie, but it's Gordon Ramsay telling you got no dick. it's that.
I'm sorry, honey. Gordon Ramsay told me I can't serve.
You make 10 times as much money as he did. You pulled your baby dick out in front of everybody and jerked you off in the kitchen. Did you read the review of this by Insanity Zero on GameFAQs?
Yeah.
It's got a great first paragraph.
Hello and welcome to an end review from Insanity Zero, where I meet up to Gordon standards. Just for those Gordon who standards. Know HK Hello, show
standards.
I love the show a lot. For those who know the HK who know HK show, I love the show a lot. For those who haven't watched it, watch it. It's not going to waste your time at all. Sure, there is lots of cussing, but it's so worth it to laugh. Oh yeah, the review.
It's so worth it to laugh. It's so broiling good. But he basically just explains that it's Diner Dash.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, except the Gordon Ramsay yelling at you.
I need to see what else Insanity Zero has contributed.
One of the things that real quick before we move on the review, I like that he points out that there are no sounds in this other than Gordon talking to you, which is really fucking uncanny as you're playing the game.
Yeah,
it's silent in a way that doesn't feel good.
Well, there is rarely no sounds other than Gordon talking. Playing this for a day, reaching up to Senior Chef means something. The title menu music is great. After that, I just turn off my sound.
Oh, we should have done the DS version. Hell's Kitchen can't compare with this game. Famous Gordon Ramsay goes handheld. is his review for that one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Final notes. All of these parentheses are quotes from Gordon Ramsay himself. Man, I love that show. I would have preferred it to be a rated M game since the TV show is very brutal. Most of the board members had agree about this issue. Oh, well. He does swear a lot.
Oh, well, it's a very powerful sign off for your review. Got to get him a little razzle dazzle at the end. Final sign off. Oh, well. The review of the DS one is very similar to the Wii one. This mm-hmm. game is nothing but pure hell under the difficulty section, which I think he also says in the Wii review.
Huh.
Did he copy his Wii review?
No. So at some point in the past year, GameFAQs has started consolidating all of their systems onto one page. So you're looking at the Wii at the Wii one. But see the little DS tag on the right? That's a review of the DS version, but they're basically identical games.
Got you. Because, yeah, you can pull it up. It says Hell's Kitchen Review DS, mm-hmm. and it's the same review
right.
of this.
Yeah. And if you look at the board, it'll show you what system board it was on before. Yeah.
Damn it, GameFAQs.
Yeah. I kind of like this because I hated when you had a game that was like, it's on the Atari 200, the 300, yeah. the 400,
yeah.
going to all those individual boards.
That is true.
Having it consolidated actually is kind of nice.
Yeah. I just got confused because I don't know what he's reviewing.
Yeah. There's a topic on here on the board. My underwear, Hell's Kitchen, PC from Shoppa 13 years ago. The pixelated Chef Ramsay is enough to make any grown man soil his britches and make you cry for mommy. I can use the Wiimote to forcibly thrash my press. Yeah, so. As if the chef were doing it himself. God bless you, chef, for making me feel like a man whose dogs are just lunch weight.
See, it cannot. God, 2023 is weird. So, like, this is 13 years ago. 2010. I want to let everyone listening to this know that this is the horniest thing we've ever said on Abject Suffering. At the time, not intended to be. And it wouldn't have been read as such. Like, in 2010, I would have read, it's enough to make any grown man soil his britches, make you cry for mommy. You can use the Wiimote to thrash your privates as if the chef were doing it. God bless you for making me feel like a man whose dogs are just lunch waiting to be cooked. Would not feel horny.
It wouldn't.
Isn't that incredible?
Uh-huh.
It's like we had a second secret cultural 9/11 that changed things culturally. That, like, now everything is just the horniest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing.
And then I also wonder, was it written to be horny and we just thought they were being edgy?
No, I don't think so. Certain markers were not, like, mommy was not as horny.
Right.
You know, the idea of soiling your britches was something you would say, not in a way to mean cum.
Right.
You know, like, you might say that to mean any other number of way of soiling.
Yeah. You got a couple of options.
Yeah. No longer. Now it's like, this will make me soil my britches immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, this person wants the doctor second opinion, Gordon Ramsay, you know, choke him out. Yeah. Like, it's,
and as my vision constricted to a pinprick. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I die, better. That's even uh-huh. more horny. Like, that's where we're at now. But yeah, 2010, yeah. that wasn't the case. 13 years ago.
I'm just throwing in the doubt. I'm just saying there is absolutely no way to know that it wasn't always just this person extremely frustrated. No, I'm trying to communicate how hard it makes me.
And everyone just keeps taking me seriously.
Yeah.
You know, who's a man whose dogs are just lunch waiting to be cooked.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's like from a German personal. That's incredible. Yeah. That's an Iggy Pop lyric. Man, oh man.
Oh,
that's
my
intense.
God. Yeah. I'm looking for more. I need to trace. I'm chasing that high.
Yeah. It's hard to find it sometimes. This could be. So since this is Diner Dash,
mm-hmm.
weirdly enough, this could be way worse.
Oh yeah.
You know, than it is. It's not bad. I, you know, the Overcooked games and Cooked to Serve Delicious and stuff, everything mm-hmm. is obviated this.
Yeah.
As a cooking related game. Like, we figured out a better way to do that.
it's,
but I don't know. I don't hate this.
Yeah. I mean, it's real simple, but also like, this is a kind of game, you know, yeah. Like it's, if you weren't there, it's kind of hard to kind of, or, you know, if even if you were there and you weren't paying attention, it is a little bit hard to believe exactly how big, Diner Dash was as a cultural force. Like, you know, there are a lot of people who hopped on board with, what's the Peggle team? What's that company?
PopCap.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who hopped on board with PopCap with Peggle once like mobile games came out. But like, man, there were people just fucking up box copies of Bookworm Adventure. you know,
going to Walmart, and buying. Yeah. And like, man, weird secret, Peggle rocks.
Oh yeah,
Peggle stands up great. Like, mm-hmm. I will play Peggle. I loved Peggle.
Yeah,
and Bookworm Adventures. Both those games are great.
Yeah,
and Plants vs. Zombies, obviously.
Yeah, we'll
cover on the show. Did you see the final little bit? Did you see in the Wikipedia here the idea that people were disappointed because they didn't want it to be censored, because that's what Hell's Kitchen was about? Mm-hmm. So the company released a limited uncensored version for download and was only available until the finale of the show.
Weird.
That's an interesting lost media
thing. That is, yeah.
Yeah. Like a version, a Wii game. Like, can you, I don't, when it says for download, I don't know what that means.
I mean, there's a PC version. Yeah.
You know, maybe the PC version, it was like a patch they made
where
you could have, you know, Gordon Ramsay like calling you a fuckwit uncensored, you know, interesting.
Dare I dream?
Yeah. I did. Could my britches handle it? Can these dogs get cooked? You know,
Only time will tell.
Yeah. Anywho, thanks everybody. I wasn't saying anywho about that comment.
Just
I'm all Hell's
Kitchen. Yeah, I know. I'm all, yeah, we tap that well.
Yeah, it's been tapped. If you like the show, please head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and give us some dollars. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
Specifically $5, because you get a bunch of bonus episodes of this show and bonus shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Unfilmable, Bonfireside Chat, the Premium Wafts. It is all there.
Yeah. $10, you get Adaptation Decay, which is quietly one of our best shows, as well as Quackstack, our new show with our producer, Gwen, which is a real hoot.
Yeah. Also, thank you, Gwen. Big thanks to our producer.
Yeah. We appreciate you. What should they do until next time, Cole?
Well, Gary, until next time, keep your friends close, your enemies closer, and your frenemies even closer, and your frenulum closest of all.